AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A source tells the AP the Trump Organization and Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg are expected to be charged tomorrow with tax-related crimes. This is part of the investigation by Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. The charges appear to involve non-monetary benefits the company gave to top executives, possibly including use of apartments, cars, and school tuition. An update from Surfside, Florida.
We've now recovered 4 additional victims. The number of deceased is at 16.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says 147 people are missing from the condo building that collapsed last week. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says this is still a search and rescue operation.
This is going to go until we pull everybody out of there. This is our number one effort, and I very much appreciate that, and I know the families appreciate that, and we'll all keep working to make that happen.
Crews are dealing with inclement weather at the scene. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned Bill Cosby's sex assault conviction after finding an agreement with a previous prosecutor prevented him from being charged in the case. The 83-year-old Cosby has served more than 2 years of a 3 to 10 year sentence. In New York, actress Allison Mack has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for manipulating women into becoming sex slaves for a cult-like group's spiritual leader. Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says CDC guidelines broadly indicate those who are vaccinated don't need to wear masks. But when it comes to wearing a mask,
we've always said that local policymakers need to make policies for their local environment.
Walensky was on NBC's Today Show. A federal judge blocked a new law in Indiana that would require doctors to tell women undergoing drug-induced abortions about a disputed treatment for potentially stopping the abortion process. Big gains so far for the Dow on Wall Street. This is AP News. New York City's first mayoral contest using ranked choice voting has been thrown into chaos. A wrong vote count was released.
Critics, including the current mayor, say the mistake by the city's Board of Elections proves it's not equipped to handle the new ranked choice system. Board officials apologized for their error and said they would release new results for in-person voting in the June 22nd primary today. The results they released yesterday and then withdrew appeared to show former City Sanitation Commissioner Catherine Garcia narrowly trailing Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, with civil rights lawyer Maya Wiley in third place. Final results in the primary could be weeks away. 125,000 absentee ballots still need to be added to the count. I'm Julie Walker.
The International Olympic Committee says athletes who are nursing mothers will be allowed to bring their babies to the Tokyo Games. Canadian basketball player Kim Goucher is breastfeeding her infant daughter. Ed Donahue, AP News.